Sedalia and the surrounding area. Calling Sedalia Pettus Amateur Radio Club Repeater Net. Calling Spark and Pettus County Aries Net. This is KE0QIA. That's Kilo Echo Zero Quebec Yankee Alpha. Your net control station for this evening. My name is Richard, and my QTH is here in southern Pettus County. Spark Repeater Net meets each Sunday evening at 7:30 p.m. local time on the Sedalia 147.03 megahertz repeater with a minus offset. At this time, do we have any emergency traffic for the net?
WA0SDO repeater.
Hearing none, if during the net, if any station has emergency traffic, please notify net control and your traffic be handled immediately. The purposes of this net are to exchange information and to promote public service by ham radio operators. Spark has a website, which is wa0sdo.org, and a Facebook page so members and guests can access information about our club. For those of you that wasn't around yesterday, we did have our club meeting, and pretty much the general discussion was the ARRL Midwest Convention, commonly known as SparkCon, which is going to be happening this Friday and Saturday. I'll break. For those of you that wasn't at the meeting, just go over a couple quick things. First of all, Friday morning, October the 10th, we're going to start loading in our vendors at about 9 a.m. I can tell you we're going to have a big push on those. I want to say we're going to have three-fourths of our vendors that are going to be coming in on Friday morning. So we need to get them loaded in and get them out. So we do need help there for sure with membership, you know, helping like we normally do at SparkFest, getting them unloaded and getting them parked away. And then we'll shuttle them back with the golf carts there for sure and let them go ahead and get their booth set up. So Friday morning, 9 a.m. will be the load-in. Saturday morning, we're going to do the load-in at 6 a.m. So by all means, if you can make it and help us get these folks loaded in, we certainly would appreciate it. I'll break right here. The other thing, we do still have some tickets available for the Friday night banquet. It's Amelia Rose Earhart. I don't know if any of y'all have seen the YouTube video that she put on for us, but it's really going to be a good night. Going to have folks from the ARRL there. She's going to have a really good talk there. Dinner is $25 per head. We do have tickets, like I said, available, so if you want one and you haven't got it yet, by all means, let Brett or myself know, and we can get you on the list to make sure that you do have a seat. I'll break. Other than that, should be about ready to go ahead and get things rolling here, but before I do, I will go ahead and ask if there are any other announcements for the net. Alrighty, well, hearing none, I just want to go ahead and get this thing rolling. I want to remind everybody that this is a directed net. When calling net control, please give your call sign first alphabetically, then phonetically, followed by your name and your location. This net is open to any licensed amateur radio operator who would like to participate. During the net, please direct all communications through net control. So at this time, we're going to go ahead and start taking those who are in and out. Portables, mobiles, and short timers, call net control. Call KE0QYA.
KB0UVW, Kilo Bravo Zero Union, Victor Whiskey Ridden Sedalia in and out.
This is KF0IHX, Kilo Foxtrot Zero, India Hotel X-Ray, Lori in downtown Coal Camp, in and out.
This is
ZF0 HYP, Kilo Foxtrot 0 Hotel Yankee Papa, Ryan Marshall in and out.
This is WA0 QCJ, Whiskey Alpha 0 Quebec Charlie Juliet, Connie and Sedalia in and out.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 0 Alpha Romeo Quebec, KF0 ARQ, Don Sedalia in and out.
K0 TV, Kilo 0 Tango Victor, this is Harry and Sedalia in and out.
Alrighty, we'll stop right there. Alrighty, we had K0 TV Harry, KF0 ARQ Don, WA0 QCJ Connie, KF0 HYP Ryan, KF0 IHX Lori, and KB0 UVW. All who checked in and out tonight, appreciate you folks for doing that. We'll take one more round of in and outs, portables, mobiles, and short timers. Call net control now.
Recheck. Richard, Mike, he tried to get in and Rinda was walking over the top of him, so you might write him down.
KF0, IHY, Kilo, Foxtrot 0, India Hotel Yankee, Leo, downtown Cold Camp, in and out.
Alrighty, we'll go ahead and check in Mike, KE0UHO. I did not hear him at all. Don't know if he was on his handheld or what, but no, didn't hear him one bit, Don, but we'll go ahead and check him in. Then KF0IHY Leo, got him in and out as well. So at this time, we're going to go ahead and start with the regular check-ins. Regular check-ins to the Spark repeater net, call KE0QYA.
KD0 ETL, Kilo Delta 0 Echo Tango Lima, Paul near Hughesville.
Alright, well, we'll go ahead and get to you, Paul, KD0 ETL. Go ahead, Paul, with your comments for the net, please.
KD0 ETL in the net. Thanks for taking the net, Richard. Yeah, very much enjoyed yesterday. A lot of the information, logistics, and planning, and positions for this next coming weekend. Looking forward to that for sure. Today, went to church, went out to dinner with grandkids back home, and mowed the grass again, hopefully. Hopefully the last time, but you never know for sure. But we've seen a full moon out there. I think it's supposed to be a harvest moon. So a lot of light tonight outside. Don't have much else. Good to hear by on there. KD0 ETL, back to net.
KD0 ETL, KD0 QYA. All right, Paul, appreciate you checking in on the net tonight as well, so we'll get you going there for sure. So at this time, we'll go ahead and take another round of check-ins, regular check-ins to the Spark repeater net. Call KE0QYA.
W0VK.
Control recognizes W0VK. Go ahead, Brett, with your comments, please.
Hey, Richard. Good to hear you in there, man. I'm getting in here late. Time got away from me up in the shop and just getting down here. But so I missed announcements.
WA0SDO, repeater.
Man, I just want to say how good it was there in the meeting Saturday. Man, that was an excellent meeting. Really, really neat to see the room full and our visitors, Carrie and Dave and Rick from Warrensburg were there. We went out to the fairgrounds. We got a plan for that special event station. Just got a lot going on, and it's all coming together. It's kind of neat, and just really enjoyed all aspects of it. Looking forward to it. It's here. Time's all the build up, and it's finally here. So it's going to be kind of cool to see this thing happen here in good old Sedalia. Very excited about it. Had a pretty busy day today. Went and had dinner over in Green Ridge. That was nice over there, and just been doing a lot of tinkering today. And yes, I got a lot of grass to mow too. It's Carrie asked me today. She goes, "Are you gonna mow grass?" And I said, "Yeah, one of these days." So it's in dire need of it. But anyway, I'll turn it back to you, Richard. 73 W0VK.
W0VK, K0QY. All right, Brett, appreciate that. Since we've only been getting here one at a time, I'm going to go ahead and put out a final call. Final call for the Spark Repeater Net. Call Net Control. Call K0QYA. Alright, well, I'm going to go ahead and tie a ribbon around this one. Appreciate those who went ahead and checked into the net tonight. And that lasted for approximately 12 minutes and had a total of 11 check-ins. So I think once the fall weather starts turning into winter, we'll probably get a whole lot more. So anyways, appreciate those who checked into the net tonight. Look forward to seeing y'all on the band here this week, and most importantly, this upcoming weekend at SparkCon. So this is KE0QYA, turning the repeater back to normal amateur radio use. Good night, everybody, and have a great week.